The Soul of Universe. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, lost his father Abdullah, peace upon him, a couple of months before his birth. His mother Amina, peace upon her, also left the mortal world when he was still a child of hardly 6 years. He was thus an orphan on both sides. His paternal grandfather Abdul Muttalib, peace upon him, took him under his care, but a few years later he also died. His loving paternal uncle Abu Talib, along with his wife Fatima bint Asad, peace upon them, now took over the guardianship and brought up the future Prophet and loved him more than their own children. When Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, grew up into a handsome youth, everybody would talk of his righteousness and honesty, and would call him Amin, meaning the trustworthy, and Sadiq, or truthful. At the age of 25, he married Hazrat Khadija, peace upon her, who was very pure and spotless lady, and was also known as Malikatul Arab, because of her wealth. Prophet Muhammad wasallam would go to Mount Nur and meditate in the Hira cave so as to be far away from the polytheist society of Mecca. At the age of 40, while he was in worship, the archangel Gabriel appeared to him and gave him tidings of prophethood. The first ones who immediately believed his mission were his young cousin Imam Ali and his loyal wife Hazrat Khadija, peace upon them. The day after, the Prophet began his mission and called on people to worship the one and only God and give up worshipping idols. He told them the only God is the one who has created all humans, the earth and the heaven, and there is no God but him. The Prophet strove for long years to guide people and endured a lot of pains and harassments in this way, so that the number of Muslims increased very much. After 13 years of preaching in his hometown Mecca, he was commanded by God to migrate to Medina because the polytheists were plotting to assassinate him. With his arrival in Medina, the new and universal phase of Islam began, and this date is known as the beginning of the Hijra. In the next 10 years, the Prophet had fulfilled his mission in the best way. He knew that he had to be prepared to depart this transient world. On fulfillment of his 23 years mission and before his departure from the world on 28th of Safar of the year 11 AH, the Prophet commanded Muslims to hold fast to the Book of God, the Quran, and his infallible progeny, the Ahlul Bayt, so that they will never go astray. It is a matter of regret that the Prophet has not been properly understood and recognized by some people of the modern world because of their ignorance and prejudice.